BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS has been on the black carpet of a special gala screening of 28 Years Later. It's the third instalment of the horror franchise, which was predominantly shot in the north. The event in Newcastle was attended by cast, crew and guests. BAFTA-winning director Danny Boyle was once again at the helm.
It's 28 years after the original outbreak in London, which destroyed or emptied London and destroyed Manchester on their journey. They saw a destroyed Manchester. So there's been obviously a period whereby the island has been expected to, for the disease to die out. It's been blockaded by the UN and by NATO and the EU. It hasn't died out. In fact, as we know from COVID, these viruses mutate and change and evolve. And ours has evolved in three significant ways, which you'll have to come to the movie to see. But it's quite scary, yes.
What do you think the reaction from audiences is going to be, you know, given that we're in this post-COVID era?
I think it's interesting because you recognise something that looks just like it was just born of movies, an emptied city, can happen overnight. And it's unthinkable to you imagine that just going to happen in a movie, isn't it? But it does happen, as we know. We all saw it, not just London, every capital city in the world, every town and city in the world, the same thing happened to it. And it was overnight, literally. So that's an extraordinary recognition. And secondly, this was very helpful to us in the making of the film, is our behaviour changes over time. The initial alarm and urgency and defensiveness about infection, you don't keep that up. If you remember, in COVID, you began to relax, you took off the mask, and you take more and more risks. You flex to see how far you can go. So after 28 years, you would take a lot of risks because you'd know you could. And you got away with it before and you get away with it again. And that's a very important premise in our film.
The North features very heavily. You filmed in this part of the world. Why did you decide to film here?
Well, because of Holy Island as a starting point. And secondly, just because of the landscape of Northumbria is much wilder than its sister counties. It doesn't look agriculturalised. You can quite easily, without a lot of CG, you can suggest that it's untouched by human hands for 28 years, you know. And that's a wonderful, beautiful, but it's also spooky as well. It can be made to look quite spooky at times. When you're doing a horror movie, innocence and beauty, if you can have them there, they're wonderful qualities because they're at the opposite extreme to horror. And that's a wonderful dynamic range to have.
What's it like to be here tonight at this gala screening?
I'm very, very proud to bring the movie back here. Felt it was really important to make a fuss about the place it was born. And, you know, the local people, everybody who helped us make the movie. I know those who were annoyed by us making the movie, because you have those people as well. Here it is. Here's the fruit of what we did, yeah.
Now, just lastly, do you have a message for our armed forces serving around the world?
Horror movies are increasingly popular, and I think it's because we realise around the world, horror, if anything, is only increasing, you know, the real world horror as opposed to movie world horror, and they're at the front line of that, so respect.
The breakout star of the movie is young Alfie Williams.
Yeah, so I'm Alfie Williams and I play Spike. Now, Spike is a 12-year-old boy who lives on Holy Island with his mum and dad. And when it's Spike's 12th birthday, he is trained to go onto the mainland, which is where the infected are. And yeah, just things take a turn, and Spike's kind of like a quiet character, but he's brave, and he'll protect his mum when he has to. Yeah.
So this is your first feature film, right? What was it like being part of this?
Yeah, it's crazy. I never, like, because, you know, like kids my age, you know, they're going to school, and like right now they'll just be back home on the PlayStation. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, I'm really lucky to be here, and I'm so grateful. I'm really grateful to be a part of this.
And what was it like working with the cast? Because there's some pretty big names, some really good actors in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many lovely people in this film, and yeah, it was absolutely amazing to be a part of, because they really helped me, and yeah, I learned a lot from them.
And obviously, Yorkshire and the North East plays a big part of this. The filming was done here. What was it like to film in this region?
it's amazing. I love being able to represent the Northeast. It's great, yeah.
And what do you make of tonight? Are you excited about this screening?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the film a couple of times, but it's that good that I don't mind seeing a couple more. It's great. Eh?
Now, you must have friends who are not even old enough to watch this film. They must be quite jealous, really.
Yeah, I think they're literally a year. It's a 15, I think. So all my friends are 14, so I think they might be able to sneak in. Don't tell anyone.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Among the stars in attendance was actor Robson Green.
It's a real privilege and honour to be alongside a great filmmaker like Danny Boyle. Wonderful storytelling. And a reminder that the Northeast is a great location to make movies. I mean, you can't get any better than Holy Island. I mean, not only the history and the time capsule that is, but it evokes a certain sense of mystery. And the notion that it can be cut off twice a day is an interesting concept for any writer.
Are you a horror movie fan?
No, I'm not. I'm not. And to be honest with you, I find a lot of films of this genre totally implausible. I don't believe them. I don't care about anybody. But I care about the people in these movies. When 28 Days Later happened and Cillian Murphy burst onto the screen, it was quite an extraordinary concept. I found it totally plausible. I believed the environment. I believed the people who were in the environment. And the people who wanted to eat the other people, I believed. So that in itself, that's the kind of film I want to make. It's raw. It's edgy. I feel the panic. I feel the fear. But they're, 95%. Of this genre, I just think, silly. This isn't. It's totally plausible, totally believable, beautifully directed, of course. Great story. Without the story, it's nothing. Alex Garland, of course. Beautifully shot. And, the actors, every single one of them, hit their mark and tell the truth.
Are you going to be excited like any other film goer? When I'm at home, I see somewhere a location that I recognise. Like, I know that I've been there. Are you going to be the same?
Well, yeah. I mean, Northumberland has always been my home, and I'm very proud to call it home. And we have some extraordinary locations. And there's a lot of mystery goes with Northumberland. And there's a lot of intrigue, a lot of myths and legends. And they're great ingredients for storytelling. I've lived here all my life. I'm over 60. I know I don't look a day over 35.
I was just going to say.
I'm over 60, and this place is extraordinary. I was just filming today in Rothbury and Cragside. Just the history that goes with that. And, in William Armstrong, what he created, Bamburgh Castle, and what those castles evoke, what that coastline evokes. And suddenly, history comes to life, and the landscape talks to you. And I think that's beautiful about this place, yeah.
Now, obviously, our audience is a military audience, and you have played a soldier before.
I have.
A while ago. What was that like? And did you get any grief from the military?
No, it was the greatest recruiting advert ever, soldier. And that was a long time ago. But I've gone the whole gambit with soldiers, because I was in soldier. I was a private David Tucker. And then I did a thing called Strike Back, in which I was a Lieutenant Colonel Philip Locke. Work that one out. But yeah.
Were they fun characters to play?
Yeah, but the great thing was the Army really helped in the backdrop of that, with supplying all the equipment, the Challenger tanks, the armaments, the guns, and everything that we needed to make the show of a high standard in both settings, yeah.
And did you have like a military consultant in there to make sure things were right? Because that's what the military pick up on, like, oh, look, his beret's not on correct, or they're marching out of time.
Well, initially, we apologised on behalf of the British Army of how bad we were. We were the best travelled soldiers, and I suspect the best paid soldiers. But I think... one of the things I learned from it a lot was through David Atwood, Captain David Atwood. He was amazing, and he made sure that we did things right. BFBS, the Forces Station.